Off the Ball, GAA.
Well, I'm hooked, Tommy. I'm going to the final with you. I'm a Dingle man. I'm going to try and get myself a jersey or at least a hat, bobble hat. Dingle won me heart on Saturday.
Did they?
Oh, okay. Big time.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right, it's great to be joined by Owen Bradley of Glenillan, ahead of the AIB GAA Football All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship final between Glenillan and Anguilleadh this Saturday. It's been a historic club championship season defined by thrilling encounters and unprecedented journeys, and it all culminates this weekend in that AIB GAA Football Intermediate and Junior finals on Sunday. Owen Bradley, you're keeping well, you're moving well, all is good.
Well, I wouldn't say moving well, but I'm keeping well anyway. But no, all's good. Yeah, looking forward to Sunday and can't come quick enough now.
Talk to me about the last couple of weeks and months with the club, because anytime I've spotted you, it's been little moments here and there. There's been an unbelievable two-pointer we might get back to. There was a goal and a brilliant celebration. You're enjoying it, are you?
I'm enjoying it. I think you enjoy it more probably the older you get, you know what I mean? So I'm in a very lucky position, you know what I mean? But the last 3 months, like really, it's from the Derry Championship, it's just flew in, you know what I mean? Wee bit of a break over Christmas. Yes, it's not great. Not you trained over Christmas and all, but like at the end of the day, it's a once a lifetime opportunity. I didn't mind not going for a pint over Christmas or missing anything over Christmas. At the end of the day, this year it'd be all worth it over 10 times over, you know? So, it's been a really enjoyable three or four months. Yeah, this year has been a bit of a whirlwind. At the start of the year, I probably wasn't too caring about playing or just, I wasn't just into it. Just I felt tired of just, you know what I mean? I felt monotonous, but once we get over Derry and that there, it's been great, and it's been such a ride, and it's been luck. It comes to an end on Sunday, and what way better way to finish it off and play in Croke Park for your club?
Well, how exciting is that? It's going to be a super occasion. Come here, who lights the spark in Owen Bradley, or are you the only one that can get yourself going? Is there somebody convincing you to?
No, there's no way. I don't know how I light it, to be honest with you. But no, my personality, I think just, I just enjoy life, and sports there to be enjoyed, and I just think that's just the kind of person, anybody that knows me just knows it's just that type of person I am. I do anything for anybody, and just like, it's just, I just enjoy it. There's no point in, I'm not saying that, like, everybody has their ups and downs, and don't get me wrong, I've had plenty of them there, but at the end of the day, these are privileged times, you know what I mean? And for me personally, I think, as I said earlier on, it's my 26th or 27th year playing in senior football. I've been playing since 15 to finish it, or not finish it off, but to get to play in Croke Park and coming near the end of your career with your club run out with that club jersey on, it's going to be some feeling, you know.
Well, it's I can only imagine what the feeling is like. But you mentioned that breaking in with maybe Glenillan back in, I suppose, 99, 2000, maybe you started playing senior football, and you have the older brother there, and you have probably cousins and you have uncles involved and so on and so forth. You boys went on and you won a Derry Senior Championship, if I'm right, back in maybe 07. Like, how different is this club, is this generation from the team you broke into back in the day?
It's not dissimilar. Well, probably back in 2007, we had more older players, you know what I mean? But like, I was probably one of the younger ones. But like now I'm the older player, and only there's maybe three or four of us. There's me and John and Eunan and Turlough, and then the rest would be the next to that there would be maybe 30 years of age. Like, we're maybe, them boys are in their late 30s, I'm 40, 42. But like, it's mad if you think of it. I made my debut. I don't mind a wild pile in between, but I made my debut against Bligh, and Peter Diamond was marking me, and he came in, I was only 15, and he beat me, and I scored 3 or 4. We only scored 4 points. I think I scored 2 of them, and I won a penalty. And it's just to come from that there now, for me, that time to playing it now, it's just like, it's mad. Like, it's just mad to think of it, but it's been enjoyable. It's been up and down. It's been a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I didn't ever think I'd be getting to play in Croke Park in the club. I played there with Derry many a time, and it's a great occasion, but I think this year's going to top it all off, you know.
Do you get the same abuse you used to get back in the day as a 15-year-old?
No, I don't think, no. I'm not as good as back I was back in the day, so I don't. That's not the same abuse now. But no, I tell it to get a bit on Sunday now. But
football has changed a bit.
No, that's all part of it. That's all part of it, you know.
But football has changed a bit. Like I remember.
It has changed. It's changed a lot. Like, you know yourself now, it's got a lot more professional. You know what I mean? You have more umpires. You have more cameras. You have more. The rules have changed. And looks for the better. The game's a lot faster now, and it's a lot easier to watch. Well, whenever I started, like, it was great playing football. I used to use the ball. Used to be. There's no systems. It was just bit in, and it was forward, and it was great. But then you went there for years. It was hard to watch with defensive football and stuff. Now these new rules. It's really, I think football now, over the last 2 or 3 years, the games that have been on TV, any game you've watched or went to, it's been great. Like,
Yeah, no, for sure. But even, like, we might come back to the new rules in a second. But even physically, I think it's like I would have made my senior club debut with a junior club in Meath when I was 16, and I just remember we were playing a club in Monaghan in a challenge game, a senior club in Monaghan, and I remember some of the older boys giving a team talk in a huddle before throwing and pointing at me and one of the other younger lads saying, "If anyone lays a hand on these boys, there's war." And I just remember being like, "Is this what this is about? Is this what's going to happen here, brother?"
That used to be, I remember I was your boys Basil Rafferty and boy, the real thorny in them boys, and then anybody touch you, they're the first man I'm just bitten, but I was mad like that. It's just
And it's
it's
that was a big role in a team,
that
the
was
kind
it
of
was
the
It's
protector.
changed so much. Like now you want to like I'd be the oldest and I'd be saying like you protect the young boys, but at the end of the day now it's a totally different type of protection. You know what I mean? It's just there's so different, but it's mad how I've come through the years there, and from you started till you finished, how football's went. Like, but it's, I say it's been some journey. It's been good now.
Yeah, you've a serious team there in Glenelg, and you're coming up against a really strong outfit in Gaeltacht. I've seen them a few times as well. Talk to me about some of the stars of the team there. Young McNichol there and Saibu Jew is.
Spiffer, a young German, and funny I mentioned there. I was asked there the county level, but really, I think there's probably three or four there, probably three or four best players this year have been like Spiffer and Conor Rafferty and Ryan McNichol up front, like really, really, really good. And there's no young boy plays corner forward there, Conor Amol. He's been brilliant minor. He hasn't had the best game in the last couple of games, but against Sir, no, was it, no, it was Searsfields, I think. He was brilliant, scored 1-5, 1-6. There's a lot of good young players in Glenelg. You know what I mean? Then you have Neil, you suppose you have Neil, and then you have midfield, probably Neil's your go-to man, you know what I mean? And then you have John and myself and Turlough and you have the old hands. And, no, look, it's just a real great mixture. You don't like leaving anybody out, you know what I mean?
Of course.
I'm playing there probably full forward. Donald Tam had a good year for us. He's pulled his hamstring. And then you have my cousin Wally John, who's only 19 or 20. He pulled his hamstring before the Ulster campaign, and he missed out. You know what I mean? So it just shows you how it can happen. But look, every club's the same. But at the end of the day, it's not about the players, it's about the whole team now, you know.
It's the team, and I suppose it's the people, and it's the parish,
The
and
people of Paris, and that means everything. And I know it means around every club, but like, have you seen some of the stuff that was on around our club? There is nothing else but Glenelg Football Club. And like, people might have a bit of soccer, or a bit of rugby, or it doesn't matter what it is. Glenelg's just there's Glenelg Football Club, and that's it.
well, I'm looking at a brilliant video here from January the 5th, and Owen McNichol shared a video. I think it's a bit of drone footage of it. Look, must be the entire parish clearing snow off the field up in
Aye, that
Glenelg.
was all right. It was mad. Like, that's the same. Mate, I wanted to train at home at the home pitch this week, leading up to the Ireland final. We could have went down to Korean, down to North Coast where there's no snow and stuff. You know what I mean? But they didn't want to do that there because you want to train around home. People coming to watch you and kids coming to watch you. And if you look at that there, half of them there, a lot of people's kids, like 8, 9 years of age, out like cleaning snow or clearing snow for us. We're the lucky people to get to play in it. And like in the club, anything you ask for in that club, like if somebody can't help you, then you're badly stuck, I can tell you. Because anything we ever ask for, I've ever asked for, there's always someone along to help you somewhere or other.
Football wise, right? It's changed a lot, and you would have played a lot of your intercounty career. Not all of it, but some of it around the time of the blanket defences and the double sweepers and the way that maybe mentalities had changed, and we stopped, or a lot of coaches stopped appreciating fellas with something a little different or who were willing to take a risk. Is there regrets that you didn't play in this new era when you were maybe in your prime back in there? Not saying that
That's
you're not in your prime,
funny.
but
Daddy said to me, he says, if one of you, if them knows had none, whenever me and Paddock were in a prime, what I not been like? Like, you know what I mean? Because I mean, like, you used to have two or three men hanging. There used to be like four or five defenders working me and Paddock all the time. That was club or county, it didn't matter. And it's like, it's mad now. It's just, I pity I wasn't 10 years younger now, you'd still wreak havoc, you know what kind of way. But look, it is, like, it's just different times and different things. But see, I've had a real good career, both soccer and Gaelic, and I can't complain. So, but look, there's no point in wishing this, wishing that. At the end of the day, it's time we're at now. And I say, I enjoy football now probably more than I ever did, because you know it's coming to near an end, and you appreciate things more, you appreciate people more, and you grow up a wee bit more, I suppose.
Yeah, and I suppose when you talk about appreciating and enjoying it, like you've always struck me as a fella who loves the moments in games when things come off, nearly like a kid, maybe with his buddies on the street, you
I think
know.
there's maybe a bit of a kid inside me, you know what I mean? And I think that's why, I think that comes out whenever I play football, you know what I mean? There's that unexpected thing, you know what I mean? And it's not a bad trait to have. Like, at the end of the day, I train every week and train every two or three, or every second night all my life to express myself. I want to go out and do, and then, like, just things I've done throughout my career, and maybe nobody else done. Like, why not try them? You know what I mean? Yes, as you said there, like, players, not saying they're robots now, but it's nearly all structured. You know what I mean? Whereas that flair player's gone nearly from the day, it nearly is. We're starting to come back on now, even up with these new rules and that there. And I think that's really, I should be coached more in the Gaelic football, you know?
Yeah, I think it will be, and I hope it is as well, because I think
A lot of stuff is going that way anyway. A lot of stuff has
it
come
does.
back, and the skills, like, for years there, it was just, like, running up and down, fast passing back. And look, I'm not slagging that there off by no means, but like the Morris Fitzgeralds of these of this world, you know what I mean? There's none of that there. There's no, it's all structured. You had to work under 20 yards and put it over the bar or fist it over the bar.
Yeah.
That was never my game, you know what I mean? So
But
no point in changing. There's no point in changing now.
they're the fellas that made you fall in love with football growing
That's
up.
what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like myself, I do things off the cuff. You know what I mean? It's all the way I've always been. You know what I mean? And I think that's why a lot of people like watching me personally. You know what I mean? You do the unexpected. You know.
Yeah, you boys racked up big scores in the Derry Championship against Cúchulainn. The last day against Strokestown, yous were goal hungry and you took your chances. You started the last day as well. I know you've been coming in and making an impact off the bench in games too, which is a different role. Probably maybe it maybe suited you in ways too. But Croke Park this weekend, very tight turnaround. It's very tough in the junior intermediate football finals. It's a 7 day turnaround.
Yeah.
Are you knocking on the door saying start me in Croke Park, or are you happy to
Well,
go with?
I'm happy whatever Michael says. Like, all year, Michael hasn't got it wrong once. He's him and Chris, because I want to start every game, of course. What kind of player wouldn't it be? What would I not be if I didn't want to start? You know what I mean? Like, I'm never happy unless I'm starting. But at the same time, deep down, I'm happy if you have, I'm happy enough, because at the end of the day, 20, 25 minutes does me, you know what I mean? But look, if he wants me to start, I'd start. But if he says to me, "Owen, I want to keep you for the second half," I'd be more than happy at the end of the day. I'm not going to question him. He's took us this far, so why would I question him now, you know?
When was the last day you played in Croke Park?
That's funny, somebody asked me. I think it was maybe 2011 or 2012. I think
Oh.
I played for Glavin at 3 o'clock, and I think I drove the van down the road after it and played that
A
evening
league
for
game. Well, yeah, but
that league game.
that was already 15, was it? Am I wrong with that
I
number?
maybe could have been in around that time. I can't remember. That was my last game. I can't remember what year it was. Maybe 13 or 14. But that was my last game I played for. That was my last game I played.
You score a goal that day in the soccer as well at Navan, though?
I scored for Glavin that day. Yeah, I think I'm nearly sure I
Yeah.
beat Portadown. I'm nearly sure it was Portadown a wee bit in the Lurgan Derby. I'm nearly sure. But
Yeah.
that was my last game, wasn't
Yeah, no, I think I spotted that earlier on.
it? So that's
Yeah,
a long
that
time ago. But look, I'm looking forward to Sunday now.
28th of March, 2015. Owen Bradley scores the winning goal as Glenavon beat Linfield 1-0 at Molyneux
Linfield.
Park, and then at Skinner Lad travelled to Croker, where he played GAA for Derry against Dublin on the same day. That's a
There
yeah.
you go.
There you go.
Not many M boys about now, is there?
Well, that's a decade ago, do you know? And you know, even
You're making
Jule.
me feel old.
Well, even Jule, when it comes to you know, hurling and football, when you know the two codes and under the same umbrella is difficult to manage. But I'd say with the soccer as well, it's obviously something you loved playing soccer too.
I think the two have worked well. Like, sort of kept you sharp, and then the Gaelic, you know what I mean? I think that's probably why it brought my career. And people say but not work against you, but I didn't think it worked for me, because as long as I watched my training, you're keeping sharp from the soccer, and it kept me fed onto the Gaelic, you know, enough to keep you right from the Gaelic, you know what I mean? And it worked well there. There was a good 10, 11, 12 years at it, you know.
On Gaeltacht, I happened to be in Páirceachaoimh at the weekend. There was two great games on, and I'd say on Gaeltacht had no interest in playing an extra 24 minutes and going to extra time given the turnaround, but they got over the line. Would you be one to watch footage back during the week, or are you just taking your
Well, we've been
time?
watching a few videos there last night, not there on Sunday, but or Saturday. We watched a bit of the game straight after a match. But look, it's not a good turnaround. We've had to do it. Like, we played Carrick Macross with an extra time, and
Yes.
you're out a couple weeks later. But that's not ideal. But sometimes that can work for you. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? It's just an extra 20 minutes. Look, every team's been injuries. We have a couple of injuries. They have a couple of injuries.
Yeah.
I still think it'll make for a good game, Tommy. You know what I mean? I think it's the way the two teams in Gaeltacht are real. a traditional team. You know what I mean? You see that the way they play, and like, I think we're a traditional team too. And I think the game will make out for a game in Croke Park. You know.
Was that Carrick McCross game the day that Joe McQuillan called off the
Yeah,
season
so we
game
ran before
afterwards?
it. It was
Yeah,
real
it
bad
was
weather.
shocking.
There's been extra time that day.
Shocking
That's
conditions.
probably why it was called off.
Yeah, well, look, it's been some journey for Glenillan and for yourself, Owen, over the last couple of weeks and months. So, all the very best this weekend. It's going to be a cracker, I think, against An Gaeilge. Look, we have a team in North Derry up against a team in West Kerry, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun keeping an eye on that one at the weekend. So, enjoy it.
Right, good man. Thank you. Cheers.
Oh, Don Owen, thanks a million, man.
Good man, Tom.
Okay, we've been catching up with some of the players involved in the All-Ireland Intermediate and Junior Finals this weekend, and I'm on to my last of eight. I'm delighted to be joined by Aidan Walsh, or Éireann Brannock, as he is now forever known in GAA MASH programmes, who is playing for An Gaeltacht in the AIB GAA Football All-Ireland Intermediate Club Championship Final this weekend between Glenillan and An Gaeltacht. It's been an historic club championship season, and it all culminates this weekend with the intermediate and junior double headers on Saturday and Sunday. An Gaeltacht, Aidan, you're in action on Sunday. I was in Páirc Uí Chaoimh last Saturday evening. I think we briefly caught up in the tunnel. I said hello to you and well done. It's been a pretty probably helter skelter few days since then, has it?
No, it's been unreal. It's something we were used to this year, thankfully, that the Kerry Championship was very similar. It was week on week, so if you won, you went on to the following week. So it's something we're familiar with. But no, really, really look forward to this weekend. It's we have a fair share of niggles and stuff we need to get started. So hopefully, by Sunday, we'll be in better shape and ready to go. No doubt it'll be a very tough game, and it'll definitely come down to it'll definitely be close, and it'll come down to who's the strongest panel.
I think that's one thing we're guaranteed. It's going to go down to the wire again. And I think, as you mentioned, coming through various games, and I think Glenillan have been very similar. They've gone to extra time at times and been pushed down the line. But there at the weekend, it felt like, Salins obviously had Colm Dalton, who had been struggling with a hamstring injury, and he came in with about 15 to go. And you brought on Breen and Carlo Bioglia with about 15 minutes to go as well. It's like fellas are just being held together, and now they have an opportunity to represent their club in Croke Park. I'm sure they're going to do whatever they can to make it.
Yeah, that's it. Like, yeah, it wasn't ideal now for us to go into the game missing big players like that. But John, I suppose we were very lucky with big panel of players, and in fairness, the lads that came in, they really put in a shift, and John, it was a great boost for us to see the boys come on, and yeah, hopefully these extra few days now will stand them, and yeah, we'll see what kind of shape they'll be in for Sunday. Not sure what the team will be yet, but yeah, whoever's on the pitch anyway, we'll put in a shift, so we'll see what happens.
You've managed to put together one of the most interesting and illustrious dual careers over the years. You've an intermediate All-Ireland title with your club, Kanturk, already, which I'm sure sits very highly amongst any of the honours you've won in football and hurling with Cork as well over the years. But to join a club like An Gaeltacht and to move to West Kerry, and I suppose life has brought you there, it's pretty special to be involved in something like this, I'd imagine, over the last year.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. It's something I didn't actually think was in the cards at all, really. Like that. The main reason why I moved on is because of my son MacDara, and obviously Darren as well, to spend more time together. And I suppose for myself, growing up, my father was my biggest influence in my career, and I loved seeing him play, or going to matches with him, and hearing stories about him when he was playing. And that when MacDara started to get a bit older, and my years were running out, and the other end, that's I'll take a year by year now and see how the body is. But for MacDara to be able to see me play and be a part of the journey, that's been the biggest thing for me this year, that I've got the most enjoyment out of. And yeah, like that, 18 was the best achievement I ever had, to win an All Ireland. Even at intermediate, it was just unbelievable to win. Go take your to be your club to take them to Croke Park on the biggest stage and to win. It's just amazing to see the emotion and the joy it brings to people that you've known all your life. So to get the opportunity to do this for or to be a part of this with An Gaeltacht is a privilege, and I'll do everything in my power to help them to achieve that goal. Like they have a lot of they have history in the All-Ireland series as a club, and unfortunately they haven't been able to get over the line. So there's huge motivation there as a group and as a club to try and push go as hard as we can this weekend and see what happens.
Was young Mac Darrah one of the voices in the South Stand roaring for a breach at the end of normal time when
I no doubt. Yeah, he's his big thing in there. He's just the big thing. He'd be roaring his hand to Gaeltacht, come on the boys. That's what he kind of continuously roars. So he, I'd say he was probably one of he was probably joined in right in the roaring.
Yeah.
It was fairly loud there at times, right when the breach was happening. But obviously the linesman wasn't listening to the roaring. So hopefully this weekend there won't be any issues like that, and hopefully it won't be on our side that causes any issues regards to breaching or any of the new rules.
I've a few teammates in the club in Cratloe with little kids that are, around the club and at games and stuff, and it must be special. You mentioned your father there and going to games with him, and that is such a powerful thing for you to be able to do in this stage of your career. Like you've achieved so much over the years, you've put in so much over the last 20 odd years at senior level. It must just add a little extra, does it?
Oh yeah, and I suppose the traditional Irish father, like you, they're not very emotional. So any day I saw my father, a very showing any bit of emotion was on the big stage and the J days. Like that's when you really get that connection with your father, and that's the they're the that's what I hope will happen for my if Mac Dara does go down the way of playing GAA. I love for him to be able to look up at pictures on the wall and the Gaeltachtaí like that will be his club growing up. Please God, and that for him to be able to see that I contributed something to the club even so far, even no matter what happens this weekend. That's very important for me that I did something for the club that he will play for, please God, down the line. So that's it's hugely special, and every day I go out, it's I know he's in the stand watching down, so he gives me extra motivation to perform and to push myself as hard as possible, because as I said, I don't know how many more games I'll have. The body is roaring and shouting me at the moment, but we'll keep going for as long as we can, and once he's in the stands watching down, that'll keep me going for as long as I can anyway.
It's nice to hear that. You mentioned pedigree and history and stock, and I suppose heartbreak and An Gaeltacht have had that, but it's just it is an incredible club there, and Galrus is, such a storied spot in just GAA folklore. You've got Éadan McGarrell, the O'Shea's, Daryl Kinnear, and I don't know if you spotted Dara's, I'm sure you heard from him afterwards, maybe some of the emotion that maybe we got a glimpse of on TG Cahir, but Dara speaking to Cártac Bán Brannach after the game in Páirc Chaoimh and just speaking about the heartbreak against Moy in 18, where things just didn't work out, and maybe how fitting it was that Eoin Ó Cruthaitheoir kicked that late free. And then, of course, the Caltra story back in 04, where these two, brilliant small clubs with glorious stories met and Caltra got the better of them by a point. This isn't your club, but you've become a part of it. So can you feel how much this has meant and how they carry it?
Yeah, 100%. Like I met Darren 9 years ago, and I'd say there hasn't been a week or 2 weeks that have gone by that I haven't heard about Caltra or Moy in 17, where they still hurt over that them occasions. And yeah, it is a huge motivation for the club and for everyone in the club. Yeah, they're just I suppose at the end of the day, once we put in a performance next weekend, that's all we can do, and everything else would, if that's not good enough, then that's not good enough. But I suppose the biggest thing is us as a group. It's just we want to put in a performance and see where that will take us. And yeah, just I'm like we're very lucky to have such big car big big characters in the J circle in the club. And I suppose it's great that even in the backroom team, we have Darragh Kinnear, we have Éadan McGarrett, we have Conall Crowley, Fergal Shea. They're all part of the backroom team, and they're fellas. When they talk, you listen. That is it, really. They've that aura in the group, and we're very lucky that they've. It's not an easy job being part of a backroom team, in the way the club scene has gone now, and the effort they've put in is just it's unbelievable. And so thankfully we're still there, and the journey's continuing, and we're all preparing now for this weekend, the trip to Dublin. And I just by pure coincidence, I was on YouTube. I couldn't go to sleep at all Saturday night after the game, and there was the Flick-Through YouTube, and the Chronicles popped up on YouTube. The Caltra, it's like a 9 minute do small documentary about the game, and just to see Mark O'Shea and Darragh Kinnear talk about how the hurt that they had after the game, it really motivated me more to try and really try and push hard this week now and get whatever I can do, just go as hard as I can, and just do everything I can and push everyone around me to try and get this get it over the line. And yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that can be channeled in a really powerful way, and I'm sure you're well fit to do that yourself. I know you've been working on your Gaeilge over the last couple of weeks and months as well, but you were telling me that training changed, so you were taking lessons, but you're gonna have to catch up on that in the new year, Aidan. Did the boys have to did I have to deal or dish out a second set of tactics with you on the side there? Because I'm sure there's a lot of it being taken place off Gaeilge in the dressing rooms as well.
No, they don't. Like at the end of the day, if I'm involved in a certain situation, regards middle eight or whatever, they start talking English, which is fine. And other than that, it'd be all in Irish. And I've adapted to it. It's not an issue for me. I don't dwell in it. I'm lucky enough. If I was a younger man now, if I was in my early 20s, I would be more conscious of it or more worried about it. But like at that, I've played a lot of it, so I've said it numerous more times that football isn't rocket science. So
Yeah.
I know what I need to do. I know what I should do and shouldn't do. So I don't dwell on it. It is part of it. I said already. Google Translate has been one of my main apps this year, regards the WhatsApp groups. I've been copying and pasting a lot throughout the year, so that's been a huge help for me. And no, it's not been an issue.
Yes. Well, I'm glad
I've
to hear that happened.
I've
There haven't been many crosswires over the year, but it's a special club to be a part of. And just a final one, right? There was eerie similarities with that free at the end of the game to what we saw with Conor Gainey and Ondangan and Finbarrs a couple of weeks ago. When Éan Ócruithiúr has the ball in his hands, and quality footballer, but he isn't really the normal free taker. I know Rory Obiugdíoch would take a lot of them. Like, what are you thinking in those moments? Like, because it's a an opportunity to bring it to penalties, or it's an opportunity to win it and by
Yeah, like
bouncing
them, I
back from that.
suppose. I was gone off at that stage, and just in the dugout, just I suppose at a minute before that, I thought it was all gone because we hadn't got possession, and
Yeah.
just looked like time was running out. But to put ourselves in a position, that was the one thing that has stood out to me throughout the whole year, is that we have a pure never say die attitude. And there's been two or three occasions this year against Guinea Villa. We were dead and buried, but we didn't never gave up. We pulled out a win right at the very end. Same the last day. It's just a pure will, a will to just keep going and just see what happens. And like, I suppose if you're from Sallins, you'd say very harsh of the referee. Fair enough, it was a free. He obviously overcarried, but then the whole thing moved it forward. But then I suppose Ian has said it himself, once he got the backing of the players, that to go for it, then that's all the confidence he needed. He's an unbelievable footballer, well capable. When he had it in his hands and the position he was in, I was confident that he was gonna get it over, and thankfully he did. But it's the beauty of GA. You can go from one emotion to another just with the click of a finger. Like, you know, it was unbelievable. It was great to be a part of. And even now, talking to my mother, like she was saying, she was jumping up, hugging people, like, and she's not even from the Gaeltacht. Like, that's the joy, that's the beauty of GA. Like, it's just people just can get their emotions, just can go mental.
You know, that is just it, isn't it? And I think you've seen it all. I think you've seen the highs and lows over the years, and that was pretty special last weekend. Aidan Walsh, Éireann Brannock, Aoimore an Deireadh Seachtaine Seo, an Gaeltacht. You're coming up against Glenillan. We were catching up with Owen Bradley earlier on, and they're ready to rock themselves. I think it's going to be a great final, and the very best of luck to you.
Gormila, Gormila, Tommy, Slán.